Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Patois.
How are you this morning?
Well, I think I'm feeling a little bit like you were last week, Pat.
Oh. Yeah. Okay,
yeah. You know, okay. You just feel the onset.
Okay.
The onset of the shits. Not the actual, not literal. I don't feel like I'm going to shit myself.
Okay.
Just that sort of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you know why that is, I think?
Why is that?
I think I always feel like this after that bank holiday that we've just had, because it's like, oh, there isn't a bank holiday now until jeffing Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
I've
what you
got to
mean.
Go the whole of the. I've got to do September, October, November, most December. Of December, most of December before I actually now have. And it actually does piss me off a bit because we have two in May. I mean, we had about 35 at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, why don't we just spread them out a bit? Why are they all in the first half of the year?
And then you get to now, and it's like, all right, well, that's it now. I've basically got to do this, mate. Unless I use my annual leave, which you and I don't get paid for if
exactly.
we don't work.
Yeah.
It's like, unless I actually book some time off, there's no random days now where it's like, oh, I've got a long weekend. And actually, this time now is, in my opinion, when one might need it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Okay. I hear you.
Anyway, Angie, you've got a question for me, apparently.
Right. I do. Yes. Okay. Let's just crack on and see if we lift the mood like we
did last
week.
We'll lift the mood, Angie. Come on.
Here is your question, Pats.
Okay.
And I have to say, I think I'm bringing another good one. If a movie was made about your life, what would the title be?
Oh. That is, I thought you were going to say who would play you, and I was going to be like, we've already done this, Helen
Le Bonham Carter. That wasn't
a very old episode.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, well,
somebody was saying, who would you like to play you? And I was like, oh, I'd quite like it if you do on French, or I really love Helen
Le Bonham.
And you were like, do you mean Helena? okay, what would it be called?
Yeah, what would the title of your film be called?
Can Ruth Corden Fit in a Box Set?
Now that's a very good throwback, Pats. Well done.
What would my title be? Have you got one for yours?
No, I haven't. I haven't actually thought about it.
Oh, Angie.
Yeah, I just found the question yesterday. And I was like, oh, I'll keep that one. And then that's it. It's just gone out of my head.
Mine would be 00 Heaven. or Pat Girl.
That's good. I like Pat Girl.
Pat Girl. Yeah. Pat Girl the movie. And she, instead of having a Batgirl costume, she has a Patty hat. The hat
Patty
that
hat.
Made me look like Patty that you said you look like. So, yeah, probably Pat Girl. Pat Girl or 00 Heaven's quite cool.
I don't think it's really you, that.
I beg your pardon. I've taken a lot of people to heaven. I love you, Nay.
I think you're more Pat Girl.
Pat Girl.
Yeah.
Pat Girl. Yeah. Yours could be... What about Lights, Camera, Angie?
Lights, Camera, Angie. Yeah, that's quite nice.
That's quite a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite good. What about if you could do something with the Avengers, the Angie? No,
the Angieverse. No.
The Angieverse doesn't really work, though, does it?
No. And also, I'm not really a fan of all those adventures.
No. I think Lights, Camera, Angie.
Lights, Camera, Angie. Okay, yeah. I think let's go with that, Pats, because we're actually struggling to come up with anything else here.
Pat Girl, Lights, Camera, Angie.
I mean, I was thinking for yours, I was thinking you could have called it something like Patty's Shit Womb.
I don't think anyone would go and see that.
I think you'd be surprised. I think a lot of people.
Patty's Shit. Have you seen that new film that's coming out? I really want to see it. Patty's Shit Womb.
Yeah.
Well, what we
maybe did... mine could be Top Angie, as in, you know, Top Gun. Top Angie.
Mm.
Okay, fine. I think that's quite a good one, actually.
I think Lights, Camera, Angie.
Okay, fine. Let's go with that then. Lights, Camera,
I'm
Angie.
I'm sticking with.
And Pat Woman.
Pat Girl.
Pat Girl. Or actually, maybe Pat Woman is better.
Pat Woman. No, Pat Girl, because it's the play on Batgirl, isn't it?
Yeah, but you get Batman.
I'm going Pat Girl.
But I think you're more of a woman. Pat Woman.
Listen, if we
in
go by last week's
with
episode,
her shit womb.
If we maybe that could be my superpower. Yes. My shit womb is my superpower.
Yes.
She doesn't know when she's gonna meet Pat Girl. She doesn't know when she's gonna bleed or for how long. Have a normal 28-day cycle, not Pat Girl. Pat Girl can sometimes have a cycle that's 300 days. That's right. She didn't have a period for almost a year, and she wasn't pregnant.
Again, I'm not sure whether that will entice people to watch.
Exactly.
Anyway, there we go. There's a little
listen,
sort of, you know.
I was able to actually say to somebody, wasn't I, the soundie, shout out to Rich, the soundie from Dosh on Your Doorstep last Friday morning.
Yeah.
He said, have you got any kids? I said, no, Rich, just a shit womb.
Shit womb.
Haven't been able to procreate. So, no, haven't actually.
Not for me.
So,
it's not for
it's
me.
Not for me. It's not for me, actually.
To be honest.
I got a lovely message from Becca. The
Same.
Woman that we, yeah,
yes,
the
so
woman.
Did
so
I.
The for those that don't know what we're talking about, Ange
yes.
and I were very lucky, excited, happy to be asked to go back to dish out some more Dosh on a Doorstep with
last Friday.
The great team at This Morning last yes. Friday.
Yeah, big shout out to Big Willie Style,
Big
my
Style,
and
my G.
Rich,
and also Becca, the woman
Becca,
that we gave £1,000 to.
Oh, she was so lovely.
Wasn't she? She was
yeah.
really, really great.
Yeah.
And it like will really help. They're about to go on holiday. And yeah it was. And she's, Becca actually said in a message, she's got the podcast she's, ready to
yes.
listen when she's away. So Becca, when you get to this episode, hello.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Finding
you.
The Funny crew.
Yeah. And also just on that note, whilst we are on about sort of just talking about people giving them shout outs and all, yesterday I went to watch Mal. In one of his many
yes.
bands.
Yes.
And watched all the performance. Brilliant, wonderful, as always with Mal. Anyway, they were all packing away. And a lady came over to me who was in the band. And she said, I just have to tell you that your podcast has nearly caused a divorce. I was like, okay. So this was a lady called Sarah. She said, I struggle to sleep sometimes. And I put my AirPods in and I listen to your podcast, but it makes me laugh so much I end up laughing out loud, which wakes my husband up, and he turns to me and goes, are you listening to that bloody podcast again? And she just said, I just wanted to say how much I love listening to it. It's brought so much joy. And you know, I've had some sort of tough times, and it's really helped lift me. And it
so
honestly
lovely.
It was so lovely to hear, because you know, yeah, she didn't have to come and say that. So yeah, Sarah, this is a big thanks to you as well for listening. And
a big
apologies
thanks.
If we've ever caused any issues in your marriage. But as far as I'm concerned, I think a divorce is actually okay, providing you continue to listen to Finding the Funny.
Yeah.
So I think let's not stop that.
I just want to quickly raise that I went to the races on Saturday. And for anyone who follows me on social media, obviously you can find Ange and I and the podcast on social media. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, TikTok and Instagram. Just search Finding the Funny podcast.
Now, I went to the races on Saturday and very quickly put up on my social media that it wasn't for me, right? Because it's actually a crock of shit. Okay. Now, I then had a message from somebody on Instagram. Louise messaged me and said, yes, I'm with you. Being from Liverpool, the Grand National Weekend is the biggest event in our social calendar, but I've never really got it. Why would I pay £50 to stand up in the cold for 5 hours and drink lukewarm wine when I could do that for free in my own garden? People bloody love it, though. And that is it, isn't it?
Well, I think it's because, you know, I mean, obviously I've been to the race. I've been to Ascot, darling. Mm. And I think, you know, it's very much about your level of ticket.
Oh, this is, you have hit the nail there, Angie.
Yes, yes. Now, when I go to Ascot, I go with my friend Simone, whose husband works at Ascot. Mm. So obviously she can get us some, you know, some good tickets. And then we get like access to sort of different restaurants and bars. And then you see, you know, that's when you're like, I'm shitting, love the races. But yeah, if I was just to get your bog standard ticket.
Honestly.
I wouldn't go.
So the first thing is like, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously hundreds.
Yeah.
And Windsor Races decide that it would be appropriate to put out 35 chairs.
Plastic ones as well.
That's fine. I don't, as long as I've got a chair. Like, you've got hundreds of people. So you spend the time wandering, unless you get there, you know, first doors open, say, I don't know, two. Unless you're there at like two, you spend the day going, is there a chair anywhere? Are they using that? Those two blokes are just going to put a bet on. She's staying with the 35,000 chairs around her table that she's not going to let anyone else use. So, no, that's not going to work. People, so Ronan Keating was playing in the evening. People were stacking up their chairs after the final race and carrying them onto the grass to sit to. Yeah. So people were leaving their tables, stacking up all their chairs and carry. It's like, do you know what, Windsor? Any danger you could just give, you know, maybe 100
a few more chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be honest, Pat, Windsor does sound quite a bit shitter than Ascot.
Oh, so next year, Simone, does Simone listen?
Well, I'm not sure. She bloody better had.
Well, this will be a good test for her, Angie.
Yeah, actually it will, yeah. Does Simone listen?
Simone, if you're listening, I would like an invite to Ascot next year. Thank you.
At least then you can do sort of a comparison.
Yeah,
you can give an honest answer, which is better, Ascot or Windsor?
Exactly.
Now, we feel we've done a lot of rambling this morning.
We've done.
And we should just plug, Pat, shouldn't we? Because
yes.
This will be our last opportunity before the weekend. Yeah. But we are at Happy Place Festival this Sunday, the 4th of September, at Tatton Park in Manchester to do a little sort of, you know, little podcasty thing, little podcast chat
thing. Yep.
So if you would love to come along, there are tickets still available. You just need to visit happyplace.com, grab yourself a ticket, come up. We shall be hanging around, you know, most of the afternoon. Would be great to see as many of you as we can. So yeah, if you've got nothing better to do or you actually quite like Happy Place,
come on down to Tatton Park.
Yeah.
Okay, Ange, tell us, what has been getting on those shitting tits?
Right. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Right. And it's mainly around people not aware of personal space.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. I was in the queue at Nando's.
Yeah. Right.
Love a bloody Nando's.
Me too.
So, in the queue.
Yeah.
And there was one or two people in front, a few people behind. This one man, now, you know, there was a part of me that was a bit like, hang on a minute, mate, what are you doing behind me? But he literally was, I mean, he may as well have bummed me. He was that close in this queue. To the point that I think, when I got to the point of ordering, the woman thought we were together. Like, no, he's not with me. He doesn't realise about personal space. Honestly, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, this has happened to you on several occasions, particularly in queues.
But you got to the front, he said, no, I know he's bumming me, but he's
not with me.
He's not with me.
Just move back, mate. I mean, you know, I wanted to say to him, do you remember COVID? We had to keep 2 meters apart, and you're literally bumming me in the queue, mate. Back off. But why is it? Why is it that some people get that?
That is so funny. That is. I think that's one of the best stories you've ever told.
Honestly, and even so as we stood in the queue, I kept turning around, like as if to say, "Mate, what are you
I
doing?"
I love the fact that you've actually turned around in your chair because I can hear by the way your sound went on your mic. I kept turning around as if to say, "Mate, just get." Oh yeah, she's taking her head away from the mic. She's actually
I'm going full on actress mode there.
Yeah, yeah. You were acting it all out again.
Back
yeah.
off.
Well, I remember in COVID, I'll never forget being in Tesco. Other supermarkets are available, and I was—I don't know—I think I was looking at the cheese or something. Mm. And this woman, bearing in mind we were in everyone's in masks, yeah. We were in the height of the height. Like. First lock. I think it was the first lockdown.
Oh man, when everyone literally
when it was
like
anyway, she comes like she's not got a mask on. She was obviously like, I don't need to wear a mask. Mm. Comes right up next to me, so I like sort of take a side step. Then she wants another look of cheese, so she steps closer to me to the point where I said, "Sorry," I just went, "Sorry, can you let me pick my cheese first, please?" Because I was like,
I know.
No. I was like, and I was honestly, I was like, "Sorry. Excuse me, can you just let me pick my cheese first?" Yeah. And she just went, "Oh, right, okay, yeah."
I was like, I know, what is it about that they don't... I still, in my head, think 2 metres.
I don't think that, but that is... Angie, that is...
Well, no, but I mean in the sense of going, do you know what? I don't need to be right up against you in the queue. I don't need to have that, like... So in my head, I'm like, just think about the pandemic days. Pandemic days, we had to keep some distance.
Yeah.
Matey boy, I was just like, what are you doing? Why are you so close to me? Like, we're in a queue. You don't need to be right up against my back.
Mm.
Unless he was doing something there. I don't know. Anyway, I was just like, I've had so many times and that has happened to me. And I've just been like... What is it about personal space people don't get? Yeah. I would never be that close up unless there was, you know, it was super hot. But I would never be that close.
Maybe
to
he thought you were super hot.
Well, I don't care. I don't care whether you think I'm super
back
hot.
Off.
Or not.
I don't care, Pete. Back off.
Back off from my bum.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Very good. That was a very good shitting tip.
So there are my tips.
Well
there are my tips
well
this week.
Done. So we had a dickish behaviour in from Joe on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe said, people who deliberately wear or display shit to make themselves look good, like putting their Mercedes keyring on the table or buying a fake bag and making out they're the tits. Be you people, you are enough. Now, I think the Mercedes keyring or the Mercedes or like the flashy car is a brilliant one.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so many people when they get to a restaurant, they could sit with their keys in their bag or in their pocket or whatever. And they get sit down, I'm just gonna take all this stuff out, and they throw their like set of keys and it's like, oh yeah, driving a Lamborghini, are you? And what? Got a small dick, have you? Probably. Likely. Why is it that people have to like, I mean, you hate that because you hate showing off.
I do. And I also
you
just
absolutely detest.
I do. I hate showing off. Like,
you do.
Why are you showing off about what car you drive or what bag you've got or what item of clothing you're wearing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan, as we've chatted before, perhaps. I'm not a fan of big labels and shit. You know, people spending $5,000 on a Gucci cardigan. When you could buy one in Primark that pretty much looks the same for a fiver. Like, what are you doing? Why is that such a big deal? And even if I had all the money in the world, I would still not spend $5,000 on a Gucci cardigan.
See, I would.
No, exactly. And that's where you and I are very different.
Very. We are like poles apart.
Poles apart. I mean, you spend money on fancy bags and shit that I'm like, you know,
oh,
why?
No. Not fancy bags. No. No.
Yeah, you... I think you have had a fancy bag at some point or a fancy purse. You've got a fancy purse.
Listen, the bag I got for the wedding I went to a couple of weeks ago cost me £12 off Amazon.
No, I know that you also have the other spectrum pats, but you have had... Haven't you had some sort of like Mulberry bag or
Mulberry
purse?
I had a Mulberry.
Yeah, exactly. Right, all of that shit, no.
No.
No, I cannot be doing with it.
No.
When, I get it that you might want to spend a bit more in a bag. You might want to say, do you know what? I've got some extra money for, I don't know, birthday, Christmas, and I'd like to splash out and get something for, I don't know, 100, 200
splash
quid.
Splash out. You'd like to splash out.
Splash out. But when you're splashing out $2,000,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, this is where we are different, because you'd go to Bali. I wouldn't go to Bali. But if I had lots of money, I'd be buying stuff left, right, and centre.
Yeah, see, I am not a stuff person.
No, you're not.
I'm an experiences person.
Yeah.
Mm. I would rather put my money to a flashy holiday with people I love, or going out on like some fancy night out with people I love. That is more my thing. I would spend money on that. I wouldn't spend the money on a bag or a purse. Or, I mean, shoes. Maybe shoes might, but even then, not to that extent.
No.
And I'm always like looking for a bargain when comes to stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you love that, don't you?
If there
but
was like
even the other thing with you, Ange, is, and I think also with me, is even if, you know, I did do it once.
What did you do once?
I don't know if my mate, I think Nick Bigwood does listen. My mate Nick Bigwood.
Nick Bigwood.
My mate Nick Bigwood. We went, I met, he say, so when Nick and I first became friends, I met him around Christmas. He was living in America at the time because he was doing Camp America. He was one of my,
was
one of our ushers. Yeah, my wedding. Yeah.
I remember, yes.
Yeah, but we met on we had mutual friends and we met on a night out around sort of Christmas, New Year. I mean, we're going back like, I reckon it must be 13 years now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because Matthew and I have been together 12 years yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
12 years, Angie.
Wow, that is a big chunk of time, that.
Yeah, so I actually did this.
Right, what did you do with Nick Bigwood?
So we went into O'Neill's in Wickham. Shout out to O'Neill's in Wickham. And he actually called me out on it.
Good.
Before I sat down, I was driving a Mercedes at the time.
Oh,
and
no,
I put my Mercedes key on the table.
Oh, Pat, no.
And he went, oh, doing that for people to see, are you? And I didn't really know what to say. Because instead of him going, oh, you drive a Mercedes, he was like,
You
checking out everyone. Basically, he was saying you being a prick. He was like, you just checking out everyone realizes before you get the
beers in
that you got a Mercedes.
Pat, no.
And I started laughing, and it was at that moment I thought, actually, I think Nick Bigwood is going to be a mate for me. Because it was like, I just started laughing. And
because
he
can call you out on this shit.
Yeah, he went, it's stupid when people do that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so pleased Nick Bigwood called you out.
And then
on
all
that.
Throughout the night, he kept going, it's all right, Ruth, just show him your Mercedes key.
So that says a lot. You get that out.
Yeah, just
bang. You get
that
what you
out.
Want, Pat.
It's all right. You've got no ID, just show him your Mercedes
show
key.
Your Mercedes.
It's fine.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a flashy car key.
You've got a Mini. You've got a Tesla.
Well, that's a dick thing, that. Teslas don't even have keys. They have cards that you lose.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, we're with you, Joe. I've done it.
I haven't.
I don't think I ever
would again. Take from that what you will.
What you will.
People, take from that what you will.
Yeah.
Okay, now we had in a big question.
Okay, which... Angie, come on. We've had in a what?
Yes, we've had in a big question that we haven't had for a long time. Pop that little bit on the end there.
Lovely.
Lovely. Which I was like, yes. Brilliant. We've got a big question. We have a
le big questions.
Yes. Le.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the le.
You did.
That was bad on my
you
part,
did.
Wasn't it?
You did.
Apologies, people. Anyway, this big question came in from Abby on Gram.
Here we go, Abby.
Here we go. This is what Abby says. Oh, this was her question. What are you guys like with endings? I really struggle with them and feel like it's just me that's not good with transitions or things ending. I just got home for a weekend away with a friend and met some of their friends. Had such an amazing time, but feel so sad it's all over now. I get like this a lot with planned events and things I've looked forward to. Have I got attachment issues? Advice would be appreciated. There we go. I think I can be a bit like this. I think. Not so much with like, I think the thing I find change hard. That's what I think it is. So not so much for me, maybe like, you know, having like weekends away or things I've looked forward to. I don't seem to struggle so much with that. But bigger things, if there's big things in my life that I know are changing or shifting, that's when I find that really hard. Really hard.
I think for me, I think that the thing is with change and endings and stuff like that for me is I think it's about, you know, I also think when you've met a new group of people and you've had an amazing time, you're always going to have that like flatline a little bit afterwards because you are going to feel like, oh, I just had the best time and those people are so cool and like I really connected with them and I made new friendships and that is really exciting. But then when that's over and you think, oh, I was really looking forward to that and now it's sort of done. I think you've just got to accept that things like that are going to make you feel that way, like
a bit flat.
Yeah, and you come back and you think, oh yeah, back to like, you know, normal life now, and it's like after a holiday, and you know, there's been big moments in my life where either you and I have got to do something amazing, or you know, I've done something incredible with Matthew or with my friends, or and you come home and you're like, oh, I think the thing is with endings is if we're talking specifically about like, you know, a relationship or a friendship or something ending, I think endings for closure are really important. And I think even if you know your marriage is over, even if you know that is, you know, things like counselling can help to end it nicely, or, you know, obviously if only if both parties are kind of up for it and believe in it and stuff like that. But I think we can help ourselves to transition better. But I think specific things like this, where you've gone away for a weekend and you've met some of their friends and you've had a great time, it's totally normal to come back and feel sad about that. It's like, that is the normal peaks and troughs of life. Like, you know, sometimes you're in the valley and it's like, oh, things feel a bit flat and a bit low and a bit shit. Then other times you're at Windsor races thinking, God, my life really is shit. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Well, actually, you should then be on the top of the world. And you're feeling like, but you're what not. The fuck is this about?
You're stood there thinking, I paid 45 quid for the privilege of sitting on concrete steps. Fuck off, Windsor races.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right, Pats. I think it's quite normal to feel that. And I don't think it, you know, obviously Abby sort of saying, you know, have I got attachment issues? I don't think you have. I think most people do feel those things, you know, whether it's something you've really looked forward to and planned to do and it comes and goes and you feel like, oh gosh, that's done. And you know, I'm not going to be able to go and live that again. I don't think I really feel it so much with those little things, maybe a little bit occasionally, but mine is more around, you know, big, if there's big things that are like, you know, potentially going to end, or I suppose I've always really felt it a lot with my children. I think that's where I feel it the most, this sort of changing transitional part of life where they are growing up, becoming more independent, needing me less. That I have found really hard. I still have to kind of really, I don't know, find a way of managing that for myself, because I do find that really hard. So I think for me it's probably the bigger things, those bigger transitions, those bigger changes that I do really struggle with. But I think you're right. I think sometimes just being able to talk to people about that, whether it is through, you know, some sort of like counselling or therapy, or, you know, people that you can trust with that information, whether it's your partner or friends or other family or whatever. I think just being able to talk that stuff through, rather than, because I think that's sometimes where I quite often stay in my head. And I think that's where I do struggle with that a little bit more. I think when we did the first Dot on Your Doorstep.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I've said to you before, Pats, I never watched them. I don't want to watch them. No. I don't like to watch it. So I don't watch it back. And then I just ask for people who have. So what do you think? Are there things that, you know? And I remember I was speaking to Nels about it. And I was kind of doubting myself, I think, and questioning myself a little bit.
That's not like you, Ange.
Well, exactly, right? But she comes out, she goes, Mum, get out of your head.
Mm.
And I was like, oh God, yeah. And I think that's where I know it helps me to talk about that stuff with people, because it does take it out of my head, which I think quite often that's where that stuff stays.
Can I just say, talking about Dosh on your doorstep just really quickly.
Yeah.
And can you will you just do one thing for me, right?
Oh.
Will you just watch the bit where me, you and Becky are stood in her front garden, because I look like Hagrid. I look like a fucking giant. Because Becky was really petite, and obviously you're smaller than me.
Yeah.
And I've got that stupid hard hat helmet on.
Also, when you stood on the like pathway and we were on the grass.
Yes,
I
look like Hagrid. Honestly, I watched what I saw my friends Sheila and Ellis yesterday, and they hadn't watched it. So Ellis was like, I'm going to put it on.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I said, oh my God, I look like Hagrid. I look like a fucking giant. Honestly, it's really annoying.
Oh, yeah, I mean, really, Becca and I should have been on the pathway, and you should have been on the grass.
Honestly, but, and I've got that stupid hat on my head. Like, oh God, I actually do look like Hagrid.
Do I though? Do I look like Jimmy Cranky?
Oh yeah, you put any sort of hat on and you look like little Jimmy Cranky, actually.
And that's why I won't watch it. Because I'll literally watch it.
But I just want you to
even
if it's just like 30 seconds of when we're sitting in the front garden, because you will piss yourself. You'll be like, she looks like a giant.
And the fact that we have always we've recently given you the nickname of Hagrid.
I know.
Sort of works, doesn't it? Well, anyway, great big question.
Really good big question. Abby. And I don't think you've got attachment issues.
No.
I think when you've met a new group of people, or when you've had a really fun weekend away,
it's quite
you've
done
something,
to feel
you know,
that.
You just, but in terms of endings, I would say wherever you can in your life, if you think there's an ending or a change or something coming up, it's important to do those. You know, that's why friendships where people ghost you and stuff are so difficult, because it's like you don't have any closure. You don't have your opportunity to say the things you need to say before that friendship or relationship ends or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's very normal to feel that.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to endings, like just where you can, just try and do them safely and healthily if you can.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Abby, for sending that in. And also, just to say, I mean, we've not done lobby questions for quite a while. So I think, you know, if you've got any other big questions, and they don't have to be super serious.
No.
It can be like a stupid big question, like what's your favourite condiment or whatever. Although I think we've
that's
done
a good big question. That is a good big question.
Just come up with that straight off the top of my head.
Straight off the bat.
But yeah, you know, any of that stuff that you think, actually, that would be a good topic for discussion with Patty and Angie, then send it in.
There's loads of ways you can find us. You can find Angie and I both on social media. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Angie Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
You can also send us an email.
Email, yes.
And our email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. And we love getting emails in from you.
Yes, we've had a few recent Pats, actually.
Yeah, we have. So send us your emails. That's findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Okay, so my Urban Dictionary today is phobie.
Are you how are you spelling that?
F-O-B-I, phobie.
Phobie. Is it something similar to like FOMO?
Oh, and you've looked at this one.
I haven't. I swear on my dog's life. On Luna's life, I have not
looked at this.
No, I promise you, that's a total punt that I've come up with.
It is. It's an antithesis of FOMO. It's fear of being involved, included, or invited. FOMO refers to an event where you're thinking, oh God, I can't believe I've been invited to that social activity.
I've definitely experienced some phobia.
Oh God, I have had so many times. And now I know I can be like, I've got this thing coming up at the weekend and I've got big time phobia about it. I am so fearful that I've been invited or
so
included.
So was it a fear of being invited?
Yeah, so it says fear of being invited, included, involved.
That is brilliant. Phobia.
Yeah, it's the anaesthesis of FOMO. So it's like, oh, I haven't got, I wouldn't have had FOMO about this event, but they've gone and invited me and now I'm just terrified that I've got to go.
I think being invited, I mean, this kind of touches on what we talked about last week with weddings, but I think weddings are a big phobia.
Oh my god.
You get the invitation and you're like, I've got to go. I've got to do a load of hanging.
And you know, Fern bought it, didn't she? If you haven't listened to the episode with Fern Connan.
She's a relation of Fern Cotton.
No, she's a lookalike. She's like a budget. If we couldn't get Fern Cotton, so we went Fern Connan. She, her shitting tits is weddings.
Yeah, exactly. And she is spot on with that, right?
It is like, and you get the invite, and you're like, oh god, okay, we got to go.
Do you know what pisses me off a bit, actually?
What?
And gets on my tits, which I could put in tits, but I'll just say it now, to be honest.
Yeah, say it now.
Save the dates. They do get on. I understand. Yeah, I know. And I do understand that.
Do you know what, though? We only did a save the date because we got married on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I get the save the dates through. I think, no, I'm not. I'm not saving that date.
I'm actually going to actively put. I'm actually going to book a holiday that falls slap bang in the middle of that date and say, oh, I can't, I'm already away.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Wouldn't it be great if you actually could send the save the date back? You like when you used to do it. We used to do an RSVP. You'd be like that, save the date. Send it back, just put no.
No, I don't want to actually.
No reason.
I'm not giving you a reason.
No. I'm just not saving it.
I'm just
Alan.
Save that date.
No. Because to be perfectly honest with you, Alan. I don't want to come to your wedding, Alan.
Alan and Trish.
I was going to say Trish.
It's because Mum and Dad have got friends called Alan and Trish.
Oh, I did know that once you said it, but I didn't think about that at the time.
But yeah, that, like, the moment you get the invite through and you think, right, okay, I've just got to prepare myself for just hanging around. All day. Also, unless you're a main player, unless you're bride, groom, best man, bridesmaid, unless you're a main player, you basically got a day of you'll sit and watch them go, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, oh, so nice. Doesn't she look beautiful? Right.
Yeah.
3 hours now of just how do you know the bride and groom?
Yeah.
And then you sit down and you're like, I've got to tell that story all over again. Yeah, I've told everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get up from that. It's like, oh, just wait for the evening do, hang around. Mm. Evening do starts. Some kind of, you know, DJ or band comes out.
Yeah.
You look like a bit of a dick on the dance floor.
Mm.
And then you're like, should we go home? It's like, you know, 10 hours. It's like a whole, it's longer than a working day sometimes, the wedding.
Do you know what I think as well? And I think we did touch on this when we spoke with Fern Connan. It really irritates me when they send you the invite. So they've saved you, send you the save the date.
Save the date.
Piss me off. Fine. I'm not fucking saving it. But then you're like, okay, I better go. So you go, right? And then when the actual invitation comes through, right, this is the day we're getting married, 6th of July, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they tell you what to wear. Our theme is we only want you to wear white. We only want you to wear black. We want you to wear
I've never been to a wedding that's done that, but yeah, that's dickish.
Yes. Because I'm like, I'm already coming to your wedding.
Yeah.
It's already costing me a small fortune. And now you're telling me what I can and can't wear.
No.
If I ever had an invitation like that, I'd go in completely the opposite. So if they said I would wear white, I'd wear black.
If I had an invitation like that, I'd go in my wedding dress. And say, you didn't expect me to do this, did you? Fuck you, Gemma, the bride. Yeah, I'm in a wedding dress. Yeah, I am. Because you told me what I can and can't wear, but you didn't stipulate I can't wear a wedding dress. So here I am, ready to join you, looking fabulous for the day. And everybody's going to think, who's the actual bride? Just saying, Gemma.
When you went,
didn't expect that. You didn't stipulate no wedding dresses, did you? And my husband is in his groomsman suit, so we also look like a bride and groom. Just saying.
Oh dear, that is brilliant. That,
because look, once the bride has walked down the aisle and you've gone, it's like,
great, that's it now. Just hang around for the rest of the day.
Also, do you know what? Do you know what really gets on my tits?
What's that?
I'm going balls deep here now.
Wow.
Okay. People who have thousands of bridesmaids.
Yes, I
like,
know.
Why
what you
do
mean.
You need 35 bridesmaids?
Yeah.
And why do you need them all to walk in individually on their own, one by one? They've all got the same dress on. Once I've seen one, it's like, oh, here's another girl in exactly the same dress with exactly the same flowers. Yep, okay. That's number 5 we've done now. Oh, here comes number 10 in exactly the same dress with exactly the same flowers. It's like, get them to walk down in a group, man.
Yeah, in a group, man. Yeah, there is a lot of phobies for me, for sure.
Oh, big time phobies. You get the invite and you think, I've got a fear of being included.
Yes, I'd actually rather not be included.
Yeah. And actually, if I wasn't included, I wouldn't have FOMO.
No, exactly.
I'd probably look at the pictures on social media and go, God, thank God I'm not there.
Yeah.
You'd have to put up with that shower of shite. Anyway,
that was my
urban. I thought that was quite funny.
That was very good, your phobies. Yeah.
Have come to the end of episode 3.
Yes.
We are flying. We are flying through. So just a quick reminder, obviously, if you've got anything you want to share with Andrew and I, any big questions, shitting tits, dickish behaviour, if you've got dilemmas, you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. You can find Andrew and I both on social media. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
We hope that the next 7 days are just wonderful for you. And Andrew and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase 2 or 3 select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.